The U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule on the Biden administration's plan for student debt relief by early summer. In the meantime, federal student loan repayments have been paused until 60 days after the court's ruling. This measure could offer $10,000 in student debt relief to those with qualifying incomes, and twice that amount to qualifying Pell Grant recipients. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke with Dr. Nicholas Hillman, professor in the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, about student debt and the status of the Federal Loan Forgiveness Program.
Can you catch us up on what's happening with student debt in the U.S.? Is it being forgiven? Is it not? If so, how much and for how long?
There are probably three big things happening right now. The first is that federal loans have been paused for about 3 years now. And that means that if you have certain federal student loans, you haven't been having to make a payment and interest has been at 0% during that period of time. And so that pause is going to end and it's unclear exactly when it's going to end. The Supreme Court on February 28th will hear the initial arguments from the Biden administration and the plaintiffs in the constitutionality of debt forgiveness. And that is a big question mark of where the court will land. And then the third piece of this is just how do we kind of re-enter repayment? It was one thing to shut the system off. It's a whole different thing to turn it back on.
What is going to happen if they turn back on and when they turn back on? Is it a when?
It is a when, and there will still be loans to be repaid when it turns back on. And that's because the forgiveness that the Biden administration is planning to give caps how much is forgiven. $20,000 is the maximum. $10,000 is what most borrowers would get. And there are income criteria and application processes. So basically, there will be loans left over to be repaid. And those are basically going to pick up where borrowers left off prior to the pause. And interest will not have been accumulated during that time.
Who are the people that President Biden is trying to get loan forgiveness for? Who would be let off the hook and in what way?
So in terms of who would benefit from forgiveness, you know, there are a couple different groups that I think I could say with confidence. The first group would be actually a very sizable portion of federal student loan borrowers, about 20 million out of the 40-so million borrowers would have their debts forgiven completely because most borrowers carry less than $20,000 in student loan debt. A lot of individuals would benefit from relatively small forgiveness. However, on the other side, you have folks who maybe went to medical school, law school, and graduate school and accumulated $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in student loan debt. $10,000 or $20,000 of a cancellation isn't really going to help them a lot in the long term.
Huh. What would you tell a baby boomer to help them fully understand the scope of debt that younger generations, you know, millennials and Gen Zs are carrying with the student loan debt? Because I think that, well, you know, a lot of different generations don't quite understand.
Yeah, there are some figures about sort of how much does it take to pay for college these days compared to when, you know, folks went, say, in the 60s and 70s. And it's just a different world, completely different way of paying for college. Way more responsibility on the individual. The student loan program has doubled in just, gosh, maybe even tripled in just the past 10, 15 years or so. In the early 1990s, there was a couple of different things happening. A lot of states were trying to keep their tax revenues relatively low. And there were a lot of taxpayer bill of rights types of policies that basically constrained how much money states can generate from their tax bases. And higher education kind of became first on the chopping blocks, because you could basically pass those costs onto the consumer by charging higher tuition. And so this has been a long time in the making. The 80s and 90s really ramped up a lot of that state divestment, I suppose, and put a lot more pressure on individual students to pay for college and their families. But another thing happened. The federal government loosened their standards on who could borrow. And so the federal government kind of opened up student lending at the same time that states were putting more responsibility on individuals to pay for college. And so it's really swelled. The Great Recession in 2007 through 2009 flooded a lot of people back into college with very little financial resources, and they had to use loans to pay for college and to pursue the American dream, to do what they're told to do, go to college and things would be better. And so the way to do it today is by using loans. And so that's really the main financial channel that students use today to pay for college. nowadays, a typical college graduate has about $30,000 in student loan debt, and about two-thirds of all undergraduates who get a bachelor's degree borrow. So I hope that gives a little bit of a sense of the scale.
Yeah. So the Congressional Budget Office estimates that forgiving student loan debt will cost around $400 billion over 30 years, with a bulk of those effects on the economy over the next decade. Who are the people who are going to be left with the bill if these loans are not fulfilled?
You know, that's a question I also have. And I don't think I have a good answer on that, unfortunately. I would be stretching if I did, frankly.
So we don't even know who this money is going to?
Well, we know who it'd go to, but we don't know what it means in terms of like who pays for it. Because you could think of it as like a credit that's due that's just not coming in. Like the revenue that you're getting from the loan or that you're planning to get from the loan, it's designed to basically sustain the federal government's lending program. And I don't understand how the implications of forgiveness would affect that. And that's a CBO question for sure.
What does it mean to the economy if these debts aren't forgiven? What impact will that have?
In terms of the racial wealth gap, I think that there are some serious implications here. The racial wealth gap is not closing, and student loan forgiveness was one way to make a little bit of a dent in that gap. It certainly would never clear that gap, would it close that gap by itself, but it is an effort to reduce some of that racial wealth gap. And so without cancellation, we can expect that racial wealth gap to continue to persist. That's one factor. There are probably several more, but that is definitely one to keep on our radars.
Dr. Hillman, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.